At KVGC News Time is now 8 minutes after the hour. Well, California employees will soon be able to skip masks in the workplace, but only if every employee in the room is fully vaccinated against the coronavirus. The revised rules adopted Thursday night by a sharply divided California Occupational Safety and Health Standards Board are expected to kick in on June 15th, the same day the state more broadly loosens masking and other requirements in social settings, in keeping with recent federal recommendations. Now, Cal OSHA members made clear that the regulations are only a stopgap while they consider the further easing of pandemic rules in coming weeks or months. Without a further revision, the revised rules could remain in place into early next year, even though California coronavirus cases have fallen dramatically and as more people get vaccinated. Now, the workplace rules contrast with the state's plan to fully reopen in less than 2 weeks and do away with virtually all masks and distance requirements for vaccinated people. The Cal OSHA regulations apply in almost every workplace in the state, including workers in offices, factories, and retail stores. Critics of last night's decision say lawsuits are certain to challenge these new regulations.
And the Calaveras Public Health Department reported 6 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday. The county's total COVID case count now sits at 2,192. Currently, 17 active cases countywide and no Calaveras residents hospitalized at this time with COVID. Now, recoveries have increased to 2,119. Calaveras reports 34,921 vaccinations given, 43,605 COVID tests conducted. The county now remains in the orange tier of the state's blueprint for a safer economy. Now, also as of Thursday, Calaveras County had recorded 56 COVID-19 related deaths. California has counted more than 3.68 million confirmed cases of COVID-19, 62,092 coronavirus deaths.
And the California Department of Motor Vehicles has announced a new round of extensions for commercial driver license expiring through August 31st of this year. A previous extension had been set to expire at the end of May. The extensions will now be automatic, and eligible commercial drivers will not receive a new card or an extension in the mail. Also in line with federal guidance, commercial drivers with medical certification will have an extension to August 31st. The DMV continues to encourage all customers to use its online services, expanded virtual services, and other service channels to complete transactions, including eligible driver's license and vehicle registration renewals.
Well, Calaveras County has launched a new website to aid with 2021 redistricting. Now, every 10 years, local governments are required to use new census data to redraw their district lines. The 2020 census data expected to be received by October. The county will then review the data, determine if the supervisorial district boundaries need to be reapportioned to equally divide the population between the 5 districts. The county redistricting website can be accessed at elections.calaverasgov.us/redistricting. Now, the first public hearing on redistricting will be held in conjunction with the Board of Supervisors meeting June 15th. You can send questions and comments regarding the redistricting to redistricting@co.calaveras.ca.us.
And due to technical difficulties, the Amador County Fair ticket sales have been rescheduled to this morning at 9 a.m. Now, your patience has been greatly appreciated by the fair staff. Now, once again, tickets will be on sale for admission and carnival, along with the truck and tractor pulls, wine tasting, rodeo, and destruction derby. AmadorCountyFair.com.
And Caltrans employing one-way traffic control for maintenance activities next week at various locations. Evening work on 49 in Plymouth from Bush Street to Main Street, 8 to 6. Again, 8 in the evening till 6 in the morning. And that actually starts on Sunday, folks, and will run through Friday. Then on 88, crew sealing cracks between Broadway and Dalton Road in Jackson. Evening work, 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. Sunday through Friday. Electrical work on Broadway, between Broadway and Dalton, from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. As well. And then paving operations and striping work being done. Wagon wheel drive to Shake Ridge. The paving from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. The striping 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. So pretty much overlapping each other. But all those projects, you're looking at up to 10-minute delays. Drive carefully, always. Drive safely.
And that's a look at local news on this Gold Country Friday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.